Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Good golly, Miss Martin.
That's little Richard bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. We update it every single day. Dr. Joseph McClendon is here. He's rocking and rolling with us, too. He's a practicing neuropsychologist. How many of those do you know? He's the author of Get Happy Now. He's been working with Tony Robbins. He's probably the Geppetto behind the man, Tony Robbins, Joseph is. He's been working with him for 25 years, so congratulations on that, Joseph. Thanks again for hanging out with us. What does a practicing neuropsychologist do?
Well, by trade or by profession, I'm a neuropsychologist. By trade, I'm what's called an ultimate performance specialist. To answer your question,
you're a what? Say that last part again.
What I call an ultimate performance specialist.
Okay, all right.
I get the best out of themselves. A neuropsychologist, I literally, for many years, help people get over fears and phobias and emotional challenges like a traditional therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Only I do it in a very, very effective and very quick way, for lack of a better term.
10 minutes, apparently.
I don't know about that for everything. There's some major challenges out there, but happy to quicker, yeah.
So back to this thing about differentiating happiness from our struggles. One quick little exercise that I've done, whenever I've thought, you know, there have been times when I thought I was going to lose my business, not tomorrow, but in the next hour. And things have been rough before. And when I didn't think I could make it, I checked on my kids, and if they were fine, I said nothing else matters. So is it putting things in perspective how you do that?
It really is. And that is, again, one of the chapters in the book. You asked earlier, how do you get to happy in 10 minutes? That is one of them. Remember, the search, the journey, is the process of becoming happy. That old saying about as you seek, so shall ye find.
Yes.
Well, I changed it. I changed the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
As ye seek, so shall it find you. And what that means is the brain works in whatever we look for will manifest in our physiology, meaning our body.
That's the Pygmalion effect, isn't it?
It is.
It's what we find in other people, too, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And again, our outcome in this whole thing is to create change in ourselves and to other people as well,
mm-hmm.
and to make that change sustainable and the default.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think happy people have a responsibility for is if you're around unhappy people, don't become like them. Make them become like you or go away.
Very, very well put. And this is how to do it, by the way, because most people don't have a method. You know, you said something earlier, Jim, which is brilliant. You said you made the conscious decision to be happy. And on a break here, we were talking, and you said, if we're not having fun, don't do it.
Let's forget about it.
Yeah, live by that rule. It truly is. Seek it, and you'll find it. Challenges will happen. The differentiation between our happiness and our struggle is that the struggles, for most people, happen to be the longer period of time, and the happiness or the ecstaticness is the shorter thing. And they rely on the happiness to be triggered by something versus going and seeking.
Well, don't they think both of them are events? See, I think of struggle as an event. I think of happiness as a way of life.
Exactly. But then that's what we want most people to default to. But most people don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Why? And why is that?
Because don't get me started, Jimmy. You know, society has produced an irresponsible media called television. For the most part, the majority of what is on television, which is the biggest...
Brings us down, doesn't it?
Yes, it just... it puts us in a state that has created what I call a nation and now a world of narcissistic...
Yeah, yeah. I agree. You know, I've mentioned this before. When I was growing up, people on television, most of the things on television, people did things and I thought, wow, I want to be like that. I want to have that. Even though it may have been idealistic, it was something I aspired to, right? Now I watch television and I say, wow, I'm glad I'm not as bad as those people.
But here's the interesting thing. You brought up such a wonderful point. you feel that way, but most of the rest of the world feels like, yeah, I want to be that. I want to be the Kardashians. I want to be like...
Oh, no.
That's the sad part.
Now you're scaring me, Joseph.
I know, and that's the point.
How do we fix this? How do we rid ourselves of this cancer?
Get happy now. That's why I wrote the book. Is I looked around, and I have spent so much time through, you know, I do seminars. I've spoken to well over 3 million people, and I do seminars and workshops as well as, you know, the private therapies that
right.
I do, and I recognize that that is what is the difference. That's the difference. And if you want to stick out, you know, you talk a lot about business. Your show is about business. You want to have a better business? Get happy now. You want to make more money? Get happy now. You want to produce
It is contagious, isn't it?
It is, and that's the point.
Both are a little bit contagious. Unhappy people have a little stickiness too that I don't like, and so you got to be careful. But happiness is it can be sticky, can it?
It is, and as a matter of fact, it is more sticky and more contagious than fear and doubt and hopelessness. It truly
right.
is. It's
right.
just that most people don't know how to get to that place called happiness. They
mm-hmm.
believe that it's a hard thing to do.
Well, you can do that with this book, Get Happy Now, Joseph McClellan III, Dr. Joseph McClellan. And give us the website again, Joseph.
The website is, well, you can get the book at Amazon easily, or you can go to success.com/get happy now.
All right.
Again, I've got some free resources there for you
And check that out. Hey, Joseph, will you come back another day?
I would be delighted to.
You got more to teach us.
Yes, I do.
we'll get you back another day, and we'll have some more fun.
Jim, thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you. Joseph McClendon, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his book. I think you'll like that. And report back to me how happy it made you. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.